The good news for anglers hoping to catch sockeye salmon in the Kenai River is they have more opportunity to do so as fishing restrictions are liberalized as of July 22nd. Starting at 12:01 a.m., the daily limit for sockeye in the river up to the outlet of Skelak Lake increases to 6 per day, with 12 in possession, and the personal use dipnet fishery at the mouth of the river will open to fishing 24 hours a day starting at 11 p.m. The bad news is fishing success has been low.
Right now, fishing in the river with rod and reel and then the dipnet fishery is very slow, very slow.
That's Jason Pollock with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Sport Fish Division. He says that numbers of sockeye entering the river have dropped off in recent days, below 20,000 fish per day past the sonar counter.
With numbers like that, it's not really catchable at that point. You can fish, but you'd be hard-pressed to really hook into a fish with rod and reel, and the dip netter's the same thing.
Current water conditions also aren't conducive to sockeye fishing success. The Kenai has been running warm and clear lately, pushing the fish farther from hopeful hooks.
When you get water clarity like that, it tends to push the fish, especially the sockeyes, further offshore as they, you know, run up the river. Typically, with dirtier water, they'll hug really close to the shoreline as they migrate upstream.
But the situation is expected to turn around. Fish and Game is still predicting a decent-sized sockeye run to the Kenai. It just looks to be arriving a little late.
Based on our projections in season and then also what the forecast called for, there's still a lot of fish out there, and they're just entering the river like they did last year. We never really had a really peak 3 or 4 days where over 75,000 fish came in per day. It was more of a long, slow bleed into the river, if you will, of fish, and it's looking like that's what we're seeing again this year.
Managers can liberalize fishing if the run looks like it will exceed 2.3 million fish counted in river. That's still the expectation, even if it's a slow but steady return, rather than a spike in high number days. The city of Kenai is expecting dip netters to take advantage of the 24-hour opportunity, even though fishing has been slow lately. That will mean higher activity for city workers, says Kenai City Manager Rick Cook.
It does present a challenge to us when they go 24 hours. Normally, we have 7 hours by which to bring heavy equipment onto the beach and undertake our maintenance activities.
The fishery usually closes from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., which is when city crews empty trash bins, restock restrooms, and rake fish carcasses below the tide line. That work still needs to be done. It'll just have to happen with dip netters on the beach.
It takes more care on the part of our employees just when there are a lot of people around. We do send spotters down that we may not otherwise have on the beach when the fishery goes 24 hours to try and assure the safety of the fishery participants.
Dip netting on the Kenai closes July 31st. For fishing regulations, fish counts, and more information, visit Fish and Game's website at adfg.alaska.gov. For KBBI, I'm Jenny Nyman.